The limits of punitive taxation and enforcement efforts to combat illicit tobacco markets and reduce smoking rates have long relied on high taxation and strict enforcement. However, experience shows that excessive taxation and heavy-handed regulations often push consumers toward black markets, as seen with illicit vaping products smuggled across Europe. Beyond enforcement, a balanced tax and regulatory framework is needed, one that encourages consumers to choose legal, taxed, and less harmful alternatives rather than resorting to illicit products. The economic and social challenges of high tobacco taxes. Tobacco taxation is one of the most regressive forms of taxation, disproportionately affecting low-income consumers. While excise taxes are often used as a public health tool, their narrow tax base and the steady decline in smoking rates make them an unstable source of government revenue. With smoking prevalence dropping across the EU since 2006, relying on cigarette tax revenues is an increasingly unsustainable strategy. Raising taxes on a shrinking consumer base may provide a temporary revenue boost but will ultimately lead to declining collections as more people quit smoking or turn to illicit products. Harm reduction. A smarter approach to tobacco control. Rather than treating all nicotine products the same, policymakers must acknowledge that not all tobacco consumption carries the same health risks. The most harmful aspect of smoking comes not from nicotine itself but from the inhalation of burning tobacco and toxic chemicals. Alternative tobacco products, ATPs, including heated tobacco, nicotine pouches, snus, and vaping devices, allow nicotine consumption without the combustion process that leads to cancer, lung disease, and other severe health risks. Evidence-based benefits of ATPs. The UK's Royal College of Physicians estimates that vaping is at least 95% less harmful than smoking. The US FDA has recognized some less harmful tobacco alternatives and taxed them accordingly. Countries that have embraced harm reduction strategies, like Sweden, have significantly lower smoking rates and fewer tobacco-related deaths than those that impose heavy restrictions on ATPs. Why the EU's tax and regulatory framework needs reform. Despite these findings, the EU's Tobacco Excise Directive, TED, fails to account for ATPs, leading to inconsistent policies across member states. Some countries, like Estonia and Belgium, have imposed high taxes and outright bans on alternatives, stalling smoking reduction efforts. Others, like Sweden, have successfully integrated harm reduction into their policies, resulting in record low smoking rates. Sweden's success story: smoking rates have dropped below 5%, making it the first smoke-free country in the EU, 16 years ahead of the EU's 2040 target. The country's differentiated tax system encourages consumers to switch to safer alternatives, contributing to lower tobacco-related mortality rates. Meanwhile, countries that have suppressed ATPs struggle with stagnating or even increasing smoking rates, as seen in Estonia, Belgium, and Ireland. A smarter tax approach, encouraging safer choices. A revised EU tobacco tax framework should tax products based on their harm level, ensuring that safer alternatives remain affordable. Adopt a tiered tax structure, reducing rates for products that present lower health risks. Provide clear guidelines for ATP regulation, preventing fragmented policies across the EU. Combat illicit trade by keeping legal alternatives accessible, reducing demand for black market products. Conclusion: a path toward a smoke-free Europe. If the EU wants to meet its smoking reduction targets, it must shift from punitive taxation toward harm reduction-based policies. Sweden's success offers a proven model, demonstrating that embracing safer alternatives is more effective than blanket bans and excessive taxation. By reforming the TED to align with scientific evidence, the EU can create a balanced tax policy that prioritizes public health, reduces illicit trade, and sets a global example for effective tobacco control. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.